You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Randy Jones advertises a used car online and meets some buyers, Adid Fayaz and Fayaz's brother-in-law. Jones puts Fayaz in a headlock, demanding the 24 grand they agreed on. Fayaz breaks free, but Jones then shoots him in the head. The brother-in-law shoots at Jones, but Randy Jones gets away. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy Fayaz, an NYPD officer, husband, and father of two, was rushed to the hospital. Jones fled the scene in a BMW that Fayaz's brother shot while trying to stop him. Jones tried to cover the bullet hole with tape before ditching the car and hiding out in a motel room with his girlfriend and her five children.
Jones arrested several days later, just before Fayaz dies in the hospital. Jones, 38, now charged with murder, attempted robbery, and criminal possession of a weapon. Luis Navarrete and Magali Cano distribute fake Percocet and Oxycontin pills laced with fentanyl to drug dealers who then target students at Dallas schools. Nine students, ages 13 to 17, OD, three of them fatally.
One 14-year-old student overdosed twice and suffered temporary paralysis. Nancy, she told law enforcement the pills came from other students that deal, but had gotten drugs directly from Navarrete before. Cops stake out Navarrete's home and watch as he passes pills off to a 16-year-old who in turn sold them at school.
Students ID Navarrete, 21, and Cano, 29, as drug dealers. Texas cops arrest the pair on conspiracy to distribute fentanyl. Where is the murder charge? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A New Jersey councilman has been found shot dead in his car, making him the second local politician to fall victim to gun violence in the Garden State within a week. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
51-year-old Russell Heller was gunned down by a former employee around 7 a.m. Wednesday in the parking lot of the PSE&G Somerset Central Division headquarters in Franklin, New Jersey. Heller, who worked as a supervisor there for more than a decade, was pronounced dead on the scene. Authorities identified the gunman as Gary Curtis, a 59-year-old who once worked at the energy company. He was found dead in his car from a suspected self-inflicted gunshot some 3 hours after the slaying. Authorities are still working to determine a motive in the shooting, but they do not believe it was politically motivated.
Heller's murder came exactly 1 week after Sayreville Councilwoman Eunice Jumfor was gunned down near her townhouse about 15 miles away from Milford. She was found dead from multiple gunshot wounds inside her white Nissan SUV after it crashed near an apartment complex. No suspects have been identified in connection with her death. A Minnesota woman who asked a store clerk for ammunition that would, quote, blow the biggest hole, has been found guilty of fatally shooting her 6-year-old son just 10 days after regaining full custody of him. Jurors in Hennepin County District Court deliberated for less than 2 hours before finding Julissa Thaler, a 29-year-old woman with a history of mental illness and drug abuse, guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Eli Hart. Investigators say Eli was shot inside his mother's car in a parking lot at Lake Minnetonka Regional Park in Minnetrista. Police found the body in the trunk May 20th after pulling her over for a traffic violation. Thaler's charge carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for February 16th. A former University of Connecticut student has pleaded guilty to murder and other charges for killing a man and severely wounding another with a sword in 2020, one of two deadly attacks that led to a 6-day manhunt in several states that ended with his capture in Maryland. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
26-year-old Peter Manfredonia from Newton, Connecticut, agreed to a 55-year prison sentence during a hearing at Rockville Superior Court. Sentencing was set for April 20th. He's also expected to plead guilty in connection with the second attack next week in state court in Milford. Manfredonia answered questions from the judge about the plea agreement during the hearing, but did not say anything else. He pleaded guilty to murder, assault, and home invasion.
State's Attorney Matthew Gdansky says the victims and their families in both cases supported the plea bargain, which was the result of months of discussions. A 14-year-old girl reported missing over a year ago by her foster family has been found hiding in the closet of a Michigan home. A U.S. Marshals fugitive team found the girl Tuesday in Port Huron, about 62 miles northeast of Detroit. Child Protective Services took her to a hospital where it was discovered that she was pregnant. Authorities are pursuing parental kidnapping charges against the girl's biological mother, who previously lost custody of her daughter.
Florida's Blind Creek Beach is a bathing suit optional location, but there's a campaign to have the beach recognized as an official nude beach. A CBS 12 reporter tries to interview supporters of the movement, but Barry Goredetzer tells the crew to get off the beach, swatting at the camera and yelling profanities, while completely nude, of course. Cops step in and Goredetzer is arrested for battery. Can't wait to see the mugshot. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.